The assortment of safe circuits we had available in the new model comm units certainly speeded things up. Jelly could talk to anybody or to his section leaders. A section leader could call his whole section or his non-coms. And the platoon could muster twice as fast when seconds matter. I listened to the fourth squad call off while I inventoried my remaining firepower and lobbed one bomb toward a skinny who poked his head around a corner. He left, and so did I. "Mill around," the boss man had said. The fourth squad bumbled the call off until the squad leader remembered to fill in with Jenkins' number. The fifth squad clicked off like an abacus, and I began to feel good when the call off stopped after number four in Ace's squad. I called out, "Ace, where's Dizzy?" "Shut up," he said. "Number six, call off." "Six," Smith answered. "Seven." "Sixth squad, Flores missing." Ace completed it. "Squad leader out for pickup." "One man absent," I reported to Johnson. "Flores, squad six." "Missing or dead?" "I don't know. Squad leader and assistant section leader dropping out for pickup." "Johnny, you let Ace take it." But I didn't hear him, so I didn't answer. I heard him report to Jelly, and I heard Jelly cuss. Now look, I wasn't bucking for a medal. It's the assistant section leader's business to make pickup. He's the chaser, the last man in, expendable. The squad leaders have other work to do. As you've no doubt gathered by now, the assistant section leader isn't necessary, as long as the section leader is alive. Right that moment, I was feeling unusually expendable, almost expended, because I was hearing the sweetest sound in the universe. The beacon the retrieval boat would land on, sounding our recall. The beacon is a robot rocket, fired ahead of the retrieval boat, just a spike that buries itself in the ground and starts broadcasting that welcome, welcome music. The retrieval boat homes in on it automatically 3 minutes later, and you had better be on hand, because the bus can't wait, and there won't be another one along. But you don't walk away on another cap trooper, not while there's a chance he's still alive, not in Razik's Roughnecks, not in any outfit of the mobile infantry. You try to make pickup. I heard Jelly order, "Heads up, lads, close to retrieval circle and interdict on the bounce." And I heard the beacon's sweet voice, "To the everlasting glory of the infantry shines the name of Roger Young." And I wanted to head for it so bad I could taste it.